year's resolution is to tell it to you straight and honest and get to the point and dig through the rubble. That's what I'm going to do for you. I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. This is the Steve Gruber Show for Tuesday, January the 7th of 2020. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, Ricky Gervais, the toast of the town. No, not Tinseltown, but tens of thousands of towns and cities across the nation because they're fed up to their eyeballs with all the make-believe in Hollywood, and he nailed them. Number two, the Dow Jones and all the other leading indexes in positive territory Monday going up, an indication that they're not taking World War III too seriously. And number one, the threat of imminent war is being oversold, frankly. The idea that we're on the verge of World War III is just too much. Here's the deal. If Iran wants a piece of the United States, then by God, come and get it. If you want to come get a piece of the United States, come and get it. Because if you do, you're going to get a buzzsaw in return like no other. B-52s have already been repositioned to the Indian Ocean. F-35As, 60 of them, have been moved to the theater. If Iran wants a war, and I'm not a warmonger, I think that we should leave the ongoing wars in places like Iraq and Afghanistan. At some point, you have to say, we've been here long enough, it's time to go. But we will not sit idly by while the leading state sponsor of terror continues to target Americans and American interests, not just in the Middle East, but around the world. And Donald Trump should be praised for taking out General Qassem Soleimani. Not criticized, not taken into congressional hearings by Adam Schiff, which is his plan. We need to have hearings on Donald Trump. Another member of Congress went so far as to suggest, yes, to suggest that the reason Trump killed Soleimani was to protect his hotels around the world. Thank you, Ilhan Omar, for that insight. It's appalling what has happened to the Democrat Party. It's appalling that on a day that a terrorist is killed, the Democrats are so blinded by partisanship that their only pursuit is still Donald Trump. Other Democrats suggested that the killing of this terrorist would somehow play into impeachment because it's a reckless president pursuing a reckless policy. Here's where we come back to. It's the president's foreign policy. And the Democrats don't like it, just like they didn't like it in Ukraine. They didn't like his foreign policy in Ukraine and dumping Yovanovitch. So they went after him, and they impeached him for that. Of course, it's never gone to the Senate, so it wasn't much of an impeachment now, was it? The answer is no. And now they don't like his foreign policy dealing with terrorists. So they're going to put congressional hearings together. They're going to question him. They're going to try to accuse him of violating the Emoluments Clause by killing a terrorist. This is what Hamilton feared, a hyper-partisan party that, based on numbers alone and the strength in numbers, could uproot and destroy the political system of the United States. That's what Hamilton feared. At any rate, there are some honest Democrats out there. Joe Lieberman's one of them. Remember, he ran for vice president as a Democrat a few years ago. Well, guess what? Joe Lieberman says that siding with a dead terrorist is foolish, and Democrats are on a fool's errand for doing so. It's bite number two with Joe Lieberman. Bite two. Go.
You know, when you're in the Democratic primary or the Republican primary, in this case Democratic, you're in a bubble. You're appealing to a relatively small group of Americans.
It can come back to bite your hiney.
That's my final wording to my fellow Democrats. Be careful what you do, either out of a general feeling of opposition to President Trump or partisanship thinking about the Democratic primary. Because in the end, the American people are not going to vote for anyone for president who they don't think is willing to use American force to protect our security.
So the country at large is not going to vote for someone who criticizes killing terrorists. I think that's a fair assessment. I think it's a fair observation. I think it's spot on and accurate. Meanwhile, Senator John Barrasso of Wyoming led into Senator Chris Murphy of Connecticut. Murphy saying the same thing that all these Democrats are saying. This was the wrong thing to do. How dare us? We didn't get permission from Congress. What is Trump doing? He's reckless. He's dangerous. He's killing terrorists. What part of that is so difficult to understand? Bite three, Senator John Barrasso. Bite three. Go.
Soleimani was a military general, not a political figure. He commanded a terrorist network that was made more powerful by money that the Obama administration, supported by Senator Murphy, gave to the Iranians as part of the Iranian deal that was used to pay for additional terror. We see what that strategy of wishful thinking has brought them. Failure. It made Iran stronger. It hurt the United States. So the president has done the right thing in withdrawing us from that deal, but I'm not surprised that Democrats are taking a position opposite of mine, because they thought that the policy of appeasement, of giving Iran money with the wishful thinking that they would behave better, proved, of course, to be a failure.
And thank God that whole campaign of appeasement and providing cash, pallets of cash, in the dead of night to a terrorist regime, thank God that campaign of appeasement is over. Seriously. At what point did the people in the Obama administration say, you know what's a good idea? Let's give the Iranians billions of dollars in cash. And in fact, where is it? It's right here. John Kerry, 2016. John Kerry, when asked about $150 billion in sanction relief to Iran, whether or not it would go to terrorist groups, Kerry reiterated that after settling debts, Iran would only get about $55 billion. But he conceded that some of it, this is a quote, some of it will end up in the hands of the IRGC, which, by the way, was Soleimani's group, and other entities, some of which are labeled terrorists. He said in an interview with DeVos, that, of course, was referring to the Iran Revolutionary Guard Corps. You know, to some degree, I'm not going to sit here and tell you that every component of that can be prevented. So John Kerry, the Secretary of State in 2016, or former Secretary of State, said that some of that money was going to go, some of that money was going to go to terrorists, and they knew it. And they didn't care. They didn't care. They only care, apparently, when the guy in charge of the terrorists is killed. That's when they become concerned. When the guy in charge of the terrorists is killed on the order of the President of the United States, that's when they get concerned. And how appalling is that? $150 billion in relief, $55 billion in real money, a couple of billion dollars in cash on pallets delivered to Tehran in the dead of night. And John Kerry and the Obama administration full well knew money was going to go fund terrorism, and they were okay with it. That was from CNN, by the way. Not exactly the hard right-wing network, right? They full well knew. 14 after on the Steve Gruber Show on a Tuesday. We'll be right back.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
As a business owner, you wear many hats: accountant, HR specialist, skilled worker, and even CEO. The last thing you need to worry about is what's going on in the state capitol. Hi, I'm Wendy Block, Vice President of Business Advocacy for the Michigan Chamber. In Lansing, we work hard to make sure legislation and regulations don't get in the way of running your business. We work to make a big difference on big issues such as filling the talent pipeline, controlling health care costs, and ensuring that Michigan has a fair and competitive tax environment. Your business is at the heart of Michigan's economy. We pledge to help you grow, create new jobs, and be an exceptional entrepreneur. At the Michigan Chamber, we fight for you in Lansing's capital so you can continue to grow your business.
Join the Michigan Chamber of Commerce at michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
Hey, parents. Finding it hard to communicate with kids in today's world of ever-changing slang?
Hi, son.
Excuse me?
Introducing the Communicizer. Just strap non-toxic Communicizer to your mouth and go from boring old man speak
You know, I'm here if you want to talk.
To 100% off the chain.
Text me whenever, yo.
It's that easy.
Thanks to Communicizer, I'm relevant to my kids again. I mean, I'm fly, boo.
And now when you buy Communicizer, you get the auto-tune attachment free. Sounds so hip-hop, your kids will want to talk to you for hours.
I used to have to walk 3 miles uphill to school every morning, shorty.
I love you, Dad.
I love you too, son.
Communicizer is not available in stores because it doesn't exist. But that's okay. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Because kids in foster care don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUsKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.